thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to remind you that there is a new Mormon message out this week on the Mormon Channel, and these are always really inspiring and very thoughtful, and they are one of the things that make the Mormon Channel so unique. So be sure to watch that and maybe share it with someone this week. Well, in today's episode of Mormon Channel Daily, we're going to be talking about what the prophet of the LDS Church meant when he said, "Decisions determine destiny." So all of us are faced with decisions every single day, and they can be small or they can be large, but our leaders have stated that they are what determine our future and how powerful these decisions can be. Elder Quinton L. Cook said that in order to create incredible destinies, that we should rise above rationalizations that prevent us from making righteous decisions. And he also went on to say that Satan is raging in the hearts of men and women in new and subtle ways, that we could easily make poor decisions unless we are absolutely committed to the commandments of God. So he shares a story about meeting a young teenager, a young man, and his goals were of a lot of other young men. One of them was to serve mission and take a break from his normal life and serve others for 18 months to 2 years. He wanted to obtain an education. He wanted to get married in the temple. He wanted to have a faithful, happy family. And that these were all really great goals. But during further conversation, it became really evident that this young man's choices and conduct were not consistent with his goals, and that although he had these goals, he was not living his life in a way that he was going to achieve those goals. And he genuinely wanted to serve a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and was avoiding serious transgressions that would prohibit a mission, but his day-to-day conduct was not really preparing him for the physical, emotional, social, intellectual, and spiritual challenges that he would face. And he had not really learned to work hard in his life. He was a little bit complacent. He was not serious about school, church for that matter. I mean, he attended church, but he didn't read the scriptures. And he was spending a large amount of his time on video games and social media. And he seemed to think that showing up for his mission would just be sufficient. And Elder Cook goes on to say that his concern was not about the big tipping point decisions, but a lot about the middle ground decisions, those everyday workday decisions that seem very ordinary at the time, but when you add them all together, they really are the ones that make up who we are. And a wonderful example of the need for moderation, balance, and wisdom is the use of the internet. And it can be used to do wonderful things and missionary outreach and assist with priesthood and church responsibilities and to find ancestors for family history and so much more. And the potential for good is really, really enormous. But there's also a lot of evil on the internet. And how are you using the internet on a daily basis? Well, a wise father responded to his children with their request to participate in various distractions. And he asked them simply, "Well, will this make you a better person?" How often do we ask ourselves that when we're making small, mundane, everyday decisions? Is this going to be something that's going to further our growth? Or is it going to be something that hinders it? Or is it going to be just something that kind of keeps us in the middle? Henry David Thoreau said, "What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals." Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.